Of things. Okay, can the Olam hear me and see me? Excellent. Okay, Rabbusai, we are learning Hilchos Nidan, we're doing Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis, which is the Simin of Dam Chimur. Last time we learned, we noted that there is a fundamental machlokes between the Chavas Das and the Lechem V'Simla as to whether the Chimud is a Chimud for Bia, is the woman desirous of Bia, and that's what gets her excited, or is the Chimud not a Chimud for Bia, rather the Chimud is a Chimud for Nesua and is a Chimud for the marriage itself. That was what we discussed last time. Rav Blachman would beat me up for presenting something as a machlokes between the Chavas Das and the Lechem V'Simla. He said, "Shlait! It's got to be Rishonim. Something that fundamental." Right? And if you had him as a Rebbe, right? Wouldn't he exactly say that? Like, not Shayet. Now, Machlokes, this Yesodah stick begins with the Chavas Das and the Lechem V'Simla. So I was just talking with Jake a few minutes ago that the Mordechai in Simin Toshin Mem, the Mordechai says, Befevish, that the Chemda is for Tashmish Amita. However, Mistimas Divrei Shar HaRishonim, you get the impression that the chemda is not necessarily for the tashmish hamita, but the chemda is going to be for something else, probably for marriage. That seems to be the standard approach. Not that it's mufrach. Again, this is always the question. When you have something that is only that's mentioned explicitly by one Rishon, in this case it's mentioned explicitly by the Mordechai, and the other Rishonim don't say it's Tashmish Hamita, what exactly does that mean? So that is not abundantly clear, but I think the Stimas Divrei HaRishonim, if you read the Rashb in the Teres Havayis, page 5, 36a, etc., you get an impression that the Chemda is for marriage rather than Tashmish. Mr. Morell in the back.
Nafka Mina, if they try to have Tashmish, couldn't, and she would have to get whether she was thought to be.
So Nafka Mina, if they try to have Tashmish and they couldn't, is there still going to be an Isser Yichud?
That's Bedikos.
Do you have to do Bedikos? Right. So the Nafka Mina might be, do you have to do Bedikos? Or do you not have to do Bedikos? Even forgetting about a case where they try to do Tashmish Hamita beforehand or not, v'acharesh et sichati. There is a machlekes harishonim about whether you need bedikos by this case of tavuha linase. There are four shitas in rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes that the Ran says you need hefsek tahara and you need bedikos. Pashta says you need bedikos like any woman needs bedikos. The Ran says that tabu alinose, l'cha'ora is a carbon copy of the regular din of nida. You need hefsek tahara, you need shiva nikiyim, probably you need a bedika every day. That is the shita of the Ran. Me'idach gisa, you have this shita of the Rashba, that the Rashba heyam ebeiz vavamar aleth in the Torah Sabayis. The Rashba writes that you don't need Hefsek Tahara, you don't need Shiva Nikiyim, Adkan. You don't need anything. What you need to do, you probably need to just pay attention to know what you're up to. But you don't need any physical bedikos whatsoever, according to the Rashba. Don't insert anything in yourself. The Ravid in the Sefer Bali HaNefesh, it's the last piece in the Ravid. In the last piece of the Ravid, I think it's in Shar HaSfira, whatever. I think Eitan sent it around to the Shir. I haven't checked my phone in a few minutes. Like, amazing. But the Ravid has a approach that you do not need Hefsek Tahara, but you do need Bedika. Although the Ravid says that you need only one Bedika, you don't need bedikas all 7 days. And the Ravid proves this from that Gemara that we read on Samach Vav, that the Gemara tells us that Ravina son is marrying into Rav Chaviva's family. They say, let's get married on Wednesday. Wednesday comes, you say, let's wait another week. There is a Girsa issue in the Gemara, but the easiest way to read the Gemara is that Wednesday comes, they say, let's wait another week. They wait another week and they get married. That seems to be what the Gemara says. Now, how do they wait another week? She doesn't know exactly when she's going to get married. Wednesday comes, right? They just say, wait another week. They don't say, you'll get married in another week. So says the Ravid, the Pshat in the Gemara is, that on day 7, you do a Bedika. And that Bedika that you do on day 7 works because we pass in Sofa and Afapishen Tchilasim. That a Bedika on day 7 helps, even though you did not do a Bedika on day 1 at all. The Hagois of the Baal HaMa'or on the Baal HaNefesh of the Ravid. The Baal HaMa'or writes that the Pashtus in the Gemara is that she did not do any Bedikos at all. B'zot the Baal HaMa'or, this is a Raya that Bedikos are unnecessary for any woman ever, Labayla. The whole din of Bedikos during Shiva Nekiyim is only for Taharas, the Baal HaMa'or says. There's no such thing as Bedikos Labayla. That's already a collector's item. Although the Note of Yehuda writes in the Tshuva that there is the Rif never mentions the dinim of Bedikos Klav Ikar. And the fact that the Rif doesn't mention, I'm going to take this off, I hope you'll forgive me. The fact that the Rif doesn't mention the dinim of Bedikos at all indicates that the Rif holds that the dinim of Bedikos are only the Taharos, not the Bible. So again, so in terms of Shitos HaRishonim, what type of Bedikos are necessary by Tavlul Inase? So the Ran holds everything is necessary. The Ravid and the Ramban say you do not need Hefsek Tahara, but you need Bedikos Kol Shiva. The Rashbun, the Teres Habayis, quotes this Shita, and the Rashba says, Mamanavshach, why do you need a Bedik at all? If she's really a Nida, you should need Hefsek Tahara, you should need Bedikos the whole time. If you're really not a Nida, you should not need anything. So the Rashba says, I'm inclined that you don't need anything at all. You don't need Hefsek Tahara or Bedikos during Shiva Nekiyim. However, the Rashba is very firm, no? And the Rashba writes in his last line, I didn't notice this. Actually, I probably noticed it many years ago, but I didn't notice it until now. The Rashba in Vav Malav says, since the Ravid and the Ramban are against me, so therefore you should be choshish for their Shita. So halacha lemaisa, you need a Bedika even according to the Rashba. The Rush on this din, the Rush writes that the Bedikos during Shiva Nekiyim are even more important than the Bedikos beforehand. Not only that, as you go on in the Shiva Nekiyim, you need more and more Bedikos because the Chimur is getting more intense. You're getting closer to the wedding, or closer to the Biyah, any way you want to say it. So therefore, you need more of a Bedika rather than less. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ravid and the Ramban, probably because even the Rashba says Ladina that we should be choshish for them. And Shulchan Aruch says you don't need a Hefsek Tahara, but you need one Bedika Toich Shiva, which is like the Ramban and the Ravid. The Shach writes that Bizman Hazeh, we do a Hefsek Tahara even. That's what the Maharshal says, that's what the Prisha says, etc. The Torah's Hashlamim Tainas, that maybe Bizman Hazeh, we do a Hefsek Tahara and we do Bedikos, because we get married after a woman's already a full-fledged Nida. No? Most of our Kalas have already been getting their period for a while. No? That's just the way it works. So that's why the Torah HaShlamim says you need a Hefsek Tahara. It's not that we're choshish for the Ran. You get an impression, says the Torah HaShlamim, that the reason why you need a Hefsek Tahara is because of the fact that the women that we marry are older. Now, what would be the pshat, by the way, in the day in the Shulchan Aruch,
the day that the Mechaber Paskins, like the day that you do not need Hafsik Tahara, but you do need Bedikas. It's a little bit backwards, because we're going to see when we learn Kuf Tzadivav that according to most Rishonim, Hafsik Tahara is a Dindai Raisa, Bedikas might be a Dindai Rabban. So Hayitachin, that there is no requirement for Hafsik Tahara, but there is a requirement for Bedikas. How could that be? Mr. Morrell.
Maybe you could say that there's no Cheskas Toma here, that's not Hafsik Tahara, maybe a Din of Sfira. So maybe the
other,
maybe
you need the... So maybe it's a din in sphere. The Lashon of the Gemara Savorli now say, Tzricha, you need Zion to Kiyam. So there is no requirement for Hafsik Tahara. This is in for sphere. But how can I begin sphere until I had Hafsik Tahara? Right?
That's only when you're
Mechus
Petoma. But here you're not Mechus
Petoma. So there's no Cheskas Toma. That's one possibility. That's one possibility, that there is no Cheskas Toma. Another possibility, though, and these are found in the Raifid, in the Bali HaNefesh, in the Makar that we mentioned. I'm just trying to dig up the Mare Makom because Eitan sent it around to the Shir. The other possibility is that this is a Suffolk Nida rather than a Vada Nida. You don't know for sure that this woman saw Adam. It could be she saw Adam, it could be she did not see Adam. And therefore, since you don't know for sure what it is, since it's only a suffix, so that's why you do not need Hafsik Tahara. That's an interesting shita, that first shita of the Ravid, because it's a suffix. And this shita, by the way, I shouldn't just say it's the Ravid. If you look in the Taz, Os Beis, the Taz says you don't need Hafsik Tahara, because she's Eino Mochsekes B'dam, Deha Lo Vadai Ro'asa. The way the Taz says it is similar to the way Eli was saying it, but he is putting it together with this Deya of the Ravid, since it's not Vadai Ro'asa, since it's a Suffolk Re'iyah. The difficulty with this Mahalach is that would mean that a Kesem also does not require Hefzik Tahara. A Kesem is not Vadai Ro'asa, no? Every case of a kesem is by definition a suffix. There are shitas in Rishonim that a kesem does not require hefsek tahara. Maimonides was quite an important Rishon. Maimonides in the 11th chapter of Yisurei Bia, right? Should I translate? Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the Rambam writes that you do not need hefsek tahara by ksamim. Now over there the Ravid argues, but the fact that the Ravid argues on that Rambam, as we noted beforehand, does not mean the fact that the Ravid argues on that Rambam does not necessarily mean that he's disagreeing with his Shita in the Bali HaNefesh for one of two reasons. First of all, the Ravid has another Shita in the Bali HaNefesh. There are two opinions in the Bali HaNefesh, like we'll speak about in a second. Second of all, as we noted beforehand, we quoted from Dr. Tversky, that the Ravid's Hasagas on the Rambam are just to say, hey, don't accept this book of the Rambam. It doesn't necessarily mean that the Ravid is conveying his own opinion. The second opinion of the Ravid as to why you do not need Hafsik Tahara, but you do need at least some semblance of Shiva Nikiyim, but Hopaskin Sofa Nafukishain Trilasan. The second opinion of the Ravid is because the dam that comes out by Tav Uholi Nase is a small amount. The rationale for Hefsik Tahara is because we assume that Ma'ayana Pasuach. We assume that she's mamish having a period. And you gotta ascertain that the bleeding stopped before you can start counting Shiva Nikiyim. But this woman, we never had Ma'ayana Pasuach. We never had that she was really getting a period. She only had a tiny drop of dam. Because it's only a tiny drop of dam, because it's only a davar muat, so that's why you do not need a hefsek tahara. If you look in the Ramban, in Sof Perek Gimel of his Hilchos Nida, the Ramban has a slightly different formulation than the Ravid. Mr. Kaufman would probably be interested in comparing them. I'm not sure if they're the same or different, but that's what we have. Now, just to review again, the Ran, which seems to be the Psak Ladina, that you need both Hefsek Tahara and Shiva Nikiyam, that Ran is assuming that Tavoy Linase is like a full-fledged Nida. The sheet of the Rashba is that you don't need anything. You need neither Hefsek Tahara nor Shiva Nikiyam. The sheet of the Ra'ivid and the Ramban is that you do not need Hefsek Tahara, but you do need Shiva Nikiyam. The L'cha'ora, they are disagreeing about the role of Shiva Nikiyam and its relationship to Hefsek Tahara. The Rashba, who says you do not need Hefsek Tahara, sounds like Memela, you don't need Shiva Nikiyam, meaning to say Shiva Nikiyam is a way of really like nailing the Hefsek Tahara home. How do you obtain absolute clarity that this woman is Mayana Sasam? How do you know for certain that she is no longer bleeding? Oh, well, you check yourself for 7 days and you know for sure you're not bleeding. That seems to be the mahalach of the of the Rashba. Memela, if you never need a Hefsek Tahara, you can't need Shiva Nikiyam. The Ra'ivid, however, who says, and the Ramban who says that you need Shiva Nikiyam, but you don't need a Hefsek Tahara, that's an interesting approach, because that means that Shiva Nikiyam in Lomdus is very different than Hefsek Tahara. Hefsek Tahara defines that I'm not bleeding. Shiva Nikiyam is a Gzeres HaKosef. V'safer lo Shivas Yomim. You have to count Shivas Yomim. Ad kan. Now, the Tosfos in Menachos is bavur by Kasha, Vos haste v'safer lo Shiva Nikiyam. V'safer lo Shivas Yomim. What does it mean that she counts? How does she count? So the Tosfos in Menachos is bothered by Yakasha. How come by Sfiras HaOmer we make a bracha, and how come the woman by Shiva Nikiyam doesn't make a bracha? So the Taisma says, well, we're worried that maybe her count will get messed up, maybe she'll see Dam, and apparently it's not Biyada. Unlike by Sfiras HaOmer, where I might mess up, and I still would mess up. There's no Hechreach that Tosis holds. If you miss a day of Sfira, you can continue counting. But what Tosis means is that's Biyadi. I start counting Sfiras HaOmer, and it's biyadi if I can complete it or not. Maybe I'm going to miss the day of Sfira, but if I miss it, it's a lie. It's my own mess up. However, what Tosfos is saying is that you don't make a bracha if you're a woman who is counting Shiva Nikiyam, because you don't make a bracha because maybe Shematira Batistar. Maybe you'll see Dam, and it's not Biyadech. You have no control over whether or not you become a Nida. Now, there is a third Shita that's out there, which is called the Me'ot Stakas Shita, that we'll discuss again at some length when we learn Kuf Tzadi Vav. What we're basically doing, by the way, now, is we are using Dam Chimud as an opportunity to present some Lumdis for Kuf Tzadi Vav. So in Kuf Tzadi Vav, in the Dinim of Hefsek Tahara, Zayin Nikiyam, etc., so the Pischei Tshuva quotes a famous Tshuva, the Me'ol Tzedakah. Right? We know the Me'ol Tzedakah. He's our friend, right? The Shir Ksamim, right? Rabbi Yonah Landsofer. He's kind of cool. He was actually a cipher. That's why we call him Landsofer. That was his name. He was a scribe. So in the Me'ol Tzedakah, he writes that you have to be cognizant of which day it is. You have to know what day it is. If you lose track of what day it is, for example, you send a shayla to the rabbi, or the case in the Me'ot Tzedakah is that a woman has a shayla and her friends tell her, you know what, you're vaday tmeya, like forget it. And then she decides, you know, I'm going to send it to the rabbi anyway, and then the rabbi gives a psak that she's actually tahira. So it says the Me'ot Tzedakah doesn't help, because you weren't cognizant of all 7 days. Meaning, according to the Me'ot Tzedakah, you have to know which day it is. The Sidra Tahara over here brings a raya from our Gemara that you don't have to know which day it is. Ravina Yasekle Lebre.
What was that case mean?
She sees something during Shiva Nikiyam. She, let's say, has a bedika that's questionable. And she shows it to her friends, because sometimes women do that. They're like schmoozing, and they show it to their friends. And her friend says, come on, Yenta, give up on it. It's for Schwarzenegger. So she gives up. But then like a couple of hours later, she says, you know what? Or the next day, let's say, that's two opinions on how to understand the Mildstucka. Does she remember the same day or the next day? But then she decides to send the shayla to the rabbi. So she sends the shayla to the rabbi, and kimsegein, the rabbi says, Yenta, you're actually tahara. This bedika is not a problem at all. So the Mildstucka says, it doesn't matter, because you lost track of what day it is, because you weren't cognizant of which of the Shiva Nikiyim, so Mimela, that doesn't count as a Sphira. Sphira, according to the old Tzedakah, means, Sphira Zayin Nikiyim means you have to be aware of all 7 days. Unlike Sphira Sa'imer, that you have to verbally count, by Sphira Zayin Nikiyim, you have to just know which day it is. There's an opinion that you have to verbally count Shiva Nikiyim also. The Shlach HaKadosh says that you have to say Hayom Yom Echad, Hayom Shnei Yomim, etc. There's a whole discussion, by the way, does Bezin have to count the years toward Yovel? Right? What exactly, right, the Safarta Lecha, Sheva, Shabsos, Shanim, etc., right? Do you need a Din Sfira? Do you have to count it verbally? Do you just have to be aware of what it is? That seems to be Machlekes Mildstucka and everybody else. Mildstucka says, you have to be aware. The Shlach HaKadosh says, you mamish have to count. The Sidre Tahara by uns, the Sidre Tahara over here says that you see from this Gemara of Tov Uhalinase that you don't even need to be aware of what day it is. Because what happens? Ravina is making a chasana, his son is marrying into the family Reb Chaviva. They said, we'll get married on Wednesday. So she isn't doing any bedikas at all because she thinks that a katana doesn't have this din of Tov Uhalinase. Right? Then they say, oh, you know what? We'll get married in 7 days. You still think Al-Katan doesn't need it. Finally, the end of it, she says, you know what? We hold the din applies to Katana also. And the Ravid says, you do one bedika at that point. That means you have no idea of anything until then. Zaka Sidra Tahara, you see from this Gemara, a Beferish Araya against the Me'il Tzedakah. Because according to the Me'il Tzedakah, you have to be aware of what day you are up to. And this woman is not aware of what day she's up to. If you want to see the Sidre Tahara, it's in Sivkatin Beis, Zibra Hamato Vihine. Lamadu mitoreso sha'arayvet ramban baharashba, delo be'inon sfira klau, afilo belo kavonosa shetia, lesfiras nekim afilo hachi, olim la, udelo kemashikasa b'shutim el tztaka. Right? So that's already an interesting mahalach. Again, all of these rishonim are, or the poskim, are using Tov Uhalinase to prove something about the algamein, or about the general din of Hefsik Tahara, its relationship to Shiva Nikiyim, etc. Yes, sir?
Don't we see these off the Rosh that there's a possibility here that it isn't connected? Because the Rosh says it's for Chomet Rebbe Zeir.
Nahum. So according
couldn't
to
the... Couldn't you use that to touch up the Ravid more Pasha, that it's just that Shiva Bedikos are for every day you're worried about Himon?
So again, it's... You see, the position of the Ravid, though, is that the Ravid is saying that this is in line with those Shittas of Sofa Nafa Bishen Trilasa. So the Ravid Ishtaling Tzu is connecting it to the regular din of Shiva Nikiyim. But for the Rush, I think it's clear that we are not treating it like a full-fledged Nida. That seems to be the Mahalach, and therefore there'd be no Raya in terms of the conversation in general about Shiva Nikiyim. There's no raya from this conversation because Tavor Leinase is a totally different din. It has no connection. It just means that you get excited. It's unconnected. But I think that's the impression that you get from the rush. Let me take a deep breath. La halacha, the pashtus is that the overwhelming majority of Rishonim disagree with the rush. The rush is mahalach that as you get closer to the wedding, there's more mochimud. It has nothing to do with regular nida, shiva nikiyim, hefsek tahara. It's like a totally different thing. The pashtus is that this is not accepted. In the sense, at least for the Rama, it's not accepted. The Rama writes, you should be soimech the tevila to the be'ilas mitzvah b'chom ad efshar. The minig is that you tovel leil revi'i. Ein lahachik hatavila min habi'ila more than 4 days. And if it's lo tiba matzai Shabbos, you should do bedika b'chol yom ad bi'ilas mitzvah. Meaning, the Rambam is saying that you should not have more than 4 days between the tevila and the wedding night. If you have more than 7 days, again, the Sitra Tahara learns the Rambam, if you have more than 7 days, even b'diyevet, it's no good. But l'chatchila should have no more than 4 days. What's this cheshbon based on? That you should be someich the tevila to the bia as much as possible. Zat the gain. Dechol yom echashina nechimod. Lekach tzarch bedika. Right, the Gra writes, Elijah Kramer, Vilna, 1720 to 1797. The Gra writes that every day we're more cheshish. Meaning you want to... right, get it as tzamud as possible to the... right. That sounds like the Rush. Even though the majority of Rishonim don't hold like the Rush. I remember one year at the Orthodox Forum, someone asked Rav Aaron Lichtenstein this question. What do you do when you're learning a sugya? And all the Rishonim say one way. And the Ramah, for some Savarfana Hagoy Shari Dura that he found, he decides to go against the vast majority of Rishonim. So Rav Aaron says, it's not a problem. Like something to that effect. But it is really a problem, right? In other words, the halacha over here seems to be, at least the way the Rambam passes, it's like the Rush, and like what we're noting, the Rush seems to be against the vast majority of Shitos. Okay, let's talk a little bit about when do you begin the Shiva, when do you begin the din of Tavua Linase? What's considered... So when the guys this morning asked, does that mean like when you get engaged, you give her the ring? Is that Tavuolinase? So in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis, it says, again, it's from the Rashba on Vav Amar Aleph in the Torah Habayis. The Shulchan Aruch says that it begins from when you put the barley into the water to make the wedding beer. Okay, got it. That's a shir that's found in Maseches Ksubis, that's the din of when the wedding is really happening, right? Over there, it's talking about mace of Shal Chasen, Yimei Shal Kala, etc., right? Under certain circumstances, we allow the shul must go on, right? And they get married anyway, even though they're technically in Avelos. How do you know that the wedding planning actually began? Zakti Gemar, Mechi Ramasara, right, last symptom, when you put the beer in. And that shita makes it to the Rashba in Se'if Beis. The Pische Tshuva quotes in the Sefer Chamudei Daniel, which was in Ksav Yad. Now, actually, they printed it a couple of years ago. So one of the Chassanim who I taught a few years ago gave me a gift, the Sefer Chamudei Daniel. So I actually have it. So the Chamudei Daniel writes that when you write the Tanoim, that's considered... when the Tavua Linase takes place. So, L'cha'ayri, he means Chassidish, it's Tanoim. By Chassidim, they write the Tanoim like at the engagement party. And once you write the Tanoim, so there's a kinyan made that Bito Shel Reuven is going to marry Beno Shel Shimon, right? Or whatever it is. And then you know the marriage is going to happen, they write a Tanoim. I remember when Rabbi Bleich used to teach 4th year Halacha L'maisa when I was in Smicha. So he taught the section on the Ishus. So Rabbi Blake said, no reason to write Tznayim today. If you write the Tznayim, the Ramosha Tznayim doesn't say anything. And if you write Ramosha Tznayim basically says that the parties already agreed that they're going to get married. Yeah, you're there. She's wearing a white dress. He's wearing a tux. Yeah, they're getting married. Okay, like, gotcha. Right? That's Ramosha Tznayim. Some people say, oh, you should write a Hasidish Tznayim at our weddings. Says Rabbi Blake, that's a terrible thing. Because that means that you can't get married, because then the din of Tavur Linase is going to set in. Rabbi Blech is like a formalist. He's saying, oh, the Chamudei Daniel says Tavur Linase means when you write Tanayim. The Pashtus is that what the Chamudei Daniel is getting at, or the Rashba to some extent is getting at, is that once you reach a certain point that they are very unlikely to break out of the deal. For example, right, you already put the barley in. You already wrote the tznayim. So then we assume that they'll get married, and that's considered tzviya. Even though she'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlo lo yadav ruchozov, even though the assumption is that people don't lie, and you get engaged, the pashta says you'll go through with the wedding, but that's not enough. That means the Badei HaShulchan writes that Bizmanenu, the dinim of Tavur Linase set in when you make a down payment on the hall. Right, that's considered Ein Adam Toreach B'Seuda Ve'Ein Lo. You're not going to invest money, you won't lay out money if you're not gaining anything out of it. So therefore, that's the point of Tavur Linase according to the Badei HaShulchan. And Halacha L'Maisa, that's what we assume, although as we'll discuss in a minute, in Rishonim, there are two opposite extreme shitos that are worth analyzing. Yes?
Is there an nafkamina when Tavur Linase starts? Because isn't she just going to go...
I'll tell you when there's a nafkamina. There's a nafkamina if you're getting married like we spoke about. Right, like, there's in our world that you marry a 20-year-old girl straight out of Stern College and she's been getting her period and she'll continue to get a period, so it doesn't matter. You'll need a shiv nikkian before the wedding anyway. But if you are a Masada Kedushin in an old age home or something like that, right? By a zakena, right? That's the Pesach Truva, the beginning of the seven quotes at the din of Tavur Linase sets in by a zakena, a mu'uberes, right? There are situations that she's not going to have nidus or a woman who taka, unfortunately. I once was involved in the case, a woman who had this condition. She actually did not get a period. She was like 18 years old. She never got her period. And like they decided to get married and to go through treatments, etc. Yeah.
But I'm saying even in that case, let's say the kids is a zakena in the old age home. When they put the down payment on whatever, they rent out the
when
hall.
They give money to the caterer, exactly.
When they give the money to the caterer, she's going to go to the mikveh then, 7 days later, and then
yes.
Do bedikos for a month and a half?
When she'll do bedikos after they put on the money for the caterer. After then, you...
No, so she goes to the mikveh, she's going to do
you cannot go to the mikveh. You can't do the shiva nikiyim, right?
Before that.
Before you put
wouldn't
the money
down.
Wouldn't
you anyway just advise them
to
do it later?
What?
Wouldn't you anyway just advise to do it later, or you would do it then?
Again, you have to advise the Masada Kedushin, the Od Eish Hom, that they should... First of all, you have to tell the Masada Kedushin that the 90-year-old Kawa has to go to the mikveh. Not all Masada Kedushin are aware of this, halacha. And you also have to say that you can't start the process until after you make the down payment. I think that's the mainstream halacha. Eitan, you have a comment?
There would be another requirement for... 7 days before
as well
to do
Shem Nikim? For 7 days? No, you can't do the Shem Nikim until after you make the down payment.
Right, but that's 5 days to do a but what? And then what about, when we talk about 20-year-old girls that have their period?
Again, for a 20-year-old girl, so even after you make the down payment, usually you make the down payment a couple months before the wedding. Like, especially if you're getting married in June and every call was taken like from December already. You make the down payment months beforehand, but that's not a good time to do the shiva nikkiyim before the wedding, just because she's going to get three periods between the tavur linase and the actual wedding. Yeah.
So when you do the
shiva nikkiyim? You do the shiva after she gets her last period, and that counts as the tavur linase. Again, generally speaking, we try to do the shiva nikkiyim close to the wedding, so that she goes to the mikveh no more than 4 days before the... before the actual wedding, which Rabbi Willig says means no more than 4 days before the Be'ilas Mitzvah. You have to make a cheshbin that, let's say, you're getting married at 8 p.m. at night and you're not going to have the Be'ilas Mitzvah until midnight, 1 a.m. or whatever it is. So you have to make the cheshbin no more than 4 days from before that. That I think that's the Pashtus in the Ramah. Rabbi Willig certainly paskins like that. So again, what's considered Tavu Halinase? Yeah.
What do the Sfaradim do? I mean, do they follow the
Ashkenazi
practice
of
right before the wedding?
Or do they do a couple weeks? So, what does Sfaradim do in terms of writing a
Tanoim
or something?
In terms of doing the Tila right before the wedding.
I'm not sure. I do not know whether Sfaradim also hold of this 4 day thing. I don't know. I just want to talk briefly about two other shitas, excuse me. The Ra'ah. In the Teres Habayis. Right? Remember, the Rashba wrote the Teres Habayis. And the Ra'ah wrote the Bedek HaBayis. And then the Rashba defends himself, he wrote the Mishmeres HaBayis. No? It's like almost like the Ktzais has the Meshovev Nesivis, and then the Nesivis has a response to the Ktzais, right? If you're doing Nezikin, you have those things. So this is Rashba Ra'ah. So the Ra'ah, the Rashba in the Torah HaBayis writes that the din of Tavua Linase is only from the time that they are beginning to get married. And his raya is from that Gemara in Yuma Yudches, Yevames Lamed Zayin, that we spoke about the other day, that Rav and Rav Nachman, Dardashir, Shachnetzev, who's going to be my wife for one day, Man Hevel Yoma. So the Gemara asks, what about Tavua Linase? So the Gemara answers, according to one answer, that Shluch Havim Shadri Rabbanan, that they would send a messenger, and then what? Shluch Havim Shadri Rabbanan. They'd send a messenger. So says the Rashba, they would send the messenger, meaning that the messenger would come, and the messenger would inform the Kala that you're actually getting married. And the messenger would come, let's say, a week beforehand. So that's the Raya that the Rashba says, that according to the Gemara, you cannot have your din of Tavuli Nasei until the wedding plans are really formalized, until Shalucha Havim Shadri Rabbanan, until they would send the Shaliach, which is saying, Hey Kala, prepare to get married. That's the Rashba's Raya. Says the Ra'ah, that no. The Ra'ah says, first of all, the Gemara has a different Mahalach. Right? The Mahalach, the second Mahalach in the Gemara is that the Yichudei Havamiyachta Lahu, meaning that this wasn't a full-fledged marriage. They're telling the Kala, you know what, you're just going to be the confidant of Rav and Rav Nachman for a day. They're never going to have Bia with you. So therefore, don't have any expectations for full-fledged marriage. And therefore, there's going to be no chimud. The pashtus in that opinion, the Gemara, by the way, is that the chimud is more chimud for bia than for anything else, right? The yichud avamiyach delahu sounds like it's chimud for bia, like the lechem v'simla, not like the chavis das. But says the Ra'ah, who says we paskin like the approach of that Meshadri Shlucha? Who says that we pass on like this approach, that they send the Shaliach? Moreover, even if they send the Shaliach, maybe they're sending the Shaliach now to do the Nisuin, but the Kedushin was done a long time ago. And the Ra'ah has a Shita that you cannot have Tavua Linasei until after Kedushin. Remember, there are two stages in an Orthodox Jewish wedding. There's Erisin and Nisuin. Right? Erisin means that you are married. Anyone who translates Erisin as engagement is making a mistake. Erisin means, stage one, that you are married. Nisuin means that the Kala moves into the Chassan's home. According to the Ra'ah, the Gemara that says, Mishadri Rabbonon means that there was Kedushin a while before, and now they're sending a Shaliach to create the Nisuin. That's already interesting conceptually, whether you could do Nisuin al Yedei HaShaliach. Right? It could be that, unlike Kedushin, where it's klar in the Mishnayos in the second parak of Kedushin, that you can be Mekadosh al Yedei HaShaliach, but Nisuin might mean that you're an Eishes Ish Beveis Habal. And you can't do that al Yedei HaShaliach. Right? Like, it's almost lahavdol, like a mitzvah shebegufo. I've got to do it myself. Right? You see from the Ra'ah that he's assuming that Nisuin can happen al Yedei a Shaliach. So the Ra'ah basically has two things. Who says we hold like that answer of Meshadri Rabbanan? Even if we hold like that answer, maybe Meshadri Rabbanan is that they send a Shaliach for Nisuin and the Kedushin was beforehand, and the Ra'ah assumes la halacha that there's no Tavu al Minasi until after the Erisin. That's the Shita of the Ra'ah, which is kind of interesting. The Beis Yosef said that the Rashba, by the way, says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, Meshadri Rabbanan. Probably means that they're sending her a message, get ready for the wedding. It's probably like nothing halachic about Nisuin, etc. But that's the Rashba's argument against the Ra'ah. There's another Deya that's worth focusing on, which is the Beis Yosef over here quotes from the Riva. If I'm not mistaken, the Riva is the earliest of the Balei HaTosfos. So the you went to Rav
Lam?
Okay. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Riva. That goes. Maimonides quotes this Riva that the only time that there is a din of Tavua Leinasa is when you're going to have the Kedushin and the Nesuin at the same time. But Adarabah, the Kedushin is before the Nesuin, and there's no such thing as Tavua Leinasa. Tavua Leinasa means that the Kedushin and the Nesuin is exactly at the same time. If the Kedushin happened beforehand, the Riva says, so then there is no Tavua Leinasa at the Nesuin because she already knows she's getting married. Right? She's already married. There was Kedushin beforehand. So there's no Tavua Leinasa in that situation. So this is already interesting, just to go back to our favorite Taz. I really was planning on like finishing the sermon today, but okay, whatever. So if you go back to our favorite Taz, you remember the Taz asked this kasha from Yehuda Tamar Boaz Rus, that like, what's going on over here? Don't you have a Tavu Leinasa? Don't you need Shiva Nakim, etc.? So one answer in the Taz is that they're already in bed together, meaning that everything is happening at the same moment. And because everything is happening at the same moment, therefore there is no Tavua Leinasa according to the Taz. So that Taz is for sure against the Riva. That Taz is for sure against the Riva. That Taz might be more like the Ra'ah. But again, both of these shitos are kind of collector's items in opposite directions. The mainstream the mainstream shitos that we pass in Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba, that Michi Ramasar Sitna, that's the Zman of Tavu Elinase. So again, these are just some of the points that I wanted to mention. It is worth thinking conceptually about what this machlokes between the Ra'ah and the Riva is based on in terms of Tavu Elinase, because that's already an interesting question in Lumdus. Okay, gentlemen, you should all have a marvelous day. Again, I'm here to answer questions for anyone who wants.
Yeah, how would it work? Huh?